Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand.
Hey everybody, Rod Peterson here. NFL season has kicked off and it's time you join the action. Come on down to Houston with Darren DuPont and me on the inaugural Rod Peterson Show VIP sports trip with Uniglobe Travel. We'll catch the Houston Texans and Denver Broncos at Energy Stadium, plus your choice of NBA games with the Houston Rockets home to the Phoenix Suns and Sacramento Kings. And if you're a real football fan, you'll want to join us for Texas State High School playoff action. All this, plus live Rod Peterson shows with Dupes and me. Are you sold yet? For more info or to book now, visit rodpeterson.com/trip.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Rod Peterson Show on this Wednesday morning, September the 25th. Rod Peterson with you, Darren DuPont here in the bunker. It was a wild, insane hour one. Just so fast-paced. Ding, 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 zing, zing, zing. People all over the place. It's finally just calmed down here in hour two. Would you agree?
Yeah. Just starting to get there. It was a good hour.
Yeah. Well, it was a fantastic hour. And I didn't realize Derek Myers was leaving us here in hour two. So I never said thanks to the Duke for showing up. He's got a big SAS party nomination vote on Thursday night. He will not be able to join us. I got to get a sponsor mention in here. For our lunch at Crave downtown at just after noon today, one of our newest sponsors, Saskatchewan Snow Beef. Superior beef, don't you know?
Yeah, we're going to find out.
Superior marbling and flavor.
Ooh.
From Sask Snow Beef, sampling his beef down at Crave. And then tomorrow, our WHL player profiles, sponsored by Sask Snow Beef and Ian out in Moose Jaw, will air. And it's a Moose Jaw warrior, that's all I can say. That's all I'll say out of the gate tomorrow. What we have covered, and you guys let me know when we got Mr. Priestner ready, but what we've covered in the program today is a lot of things. One, Vernon Adams saying he will not appeal his one-game suspension by the CFL for ripping off his Adam Big Hill's helmet and beating him with it, which I don't think is an overstatement. That's what he did. And I just think that he was caught on video doing. What's he going to do?
Yeah.
It's illegal. He's not suspending it. He's taking his lumps. And I think there's something very admirable in that. And he's not going to play this week, obviously, because he's suspended. So the Alouettes are starting Matthew Schultz at the BC Lions. We talked, just to sidestep over to the NHL for a second, Austin Matthews facing a charge of disorderly conduct in his hometown of Scottsdale, Arizona last May. We don't need to get into the details. They're all over online. The main thing that we talked about was, will this cost him the chance to be named captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs? And this is rather interesting. For sure, I believe that it will. I mean, I've done a lot of dumb things in my life. It caused me a lot of opportunities. I would think this is no different for Austin Matthews. Yet Colby Armstrong was with us from Rogers Sportsnet in hour one. He doesn't think this will, should or will affect the captaincy of the Leafs. You're the resident Leafs fan. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think it will. I'm going back on what I said. I do think it will affect the captaincy. I don't think it should. I think it will. You've got other leaders in there, Morgan Riley, John Tavares, two really good leaders who could wear the C. But it shouldn't, because you look at Claude Giroux, Colby Armstrong brought that up, an excellent captain in Philadelphia. He's gone through some stuff in the past. Again, it's boys being boys, and it's not about, part of it's about how you are in the community for sure, and you are a role model to the young kids. But in terms of that team, it's how you lead the group. And as long as he's good with his guys and he's the guy who can bring them all together, then he still should be the captain. So I don't know what it's like in the locker room. I don't know what he's like around his guys outside the rink and off the ice. But that's interesting stuff that the management and the coaching staff, Babcock's going to have to decide.
I will say, too, that if you missed the Colby Armstrong interview, it would be worthwhile rewinding or going back into hour one of the podcast to listen to, because we talked about Dustin Byfuglien in Winnipeg and Colby's thoughts on the fact that he just doesn't know whether he wants to continue playing or not. And I think I've said it a few times on this show, Darren, and you agree or disagree, but if you're not sure, then you're sure.
Yeah.
You don't want to play, I think.
Yeah.
Am I wrong on that?
No, I think, you know what, that's a good question. I mean, But you also could be in a bad spot. We go through bad spots, and we got to be aware of that, that you might just be in a bad, tough spot. You know what? I don't really feel it. But am I ready to shut it down? I really got to think about this, because tomorrow, am I going to feel it? Am I going to be like, I wish I was still playing? Next year, are you going to be like, I wish I was still playing? And by that time, you hadn't been working, you hadn't been doing, putting in the work at the time, and you don't have a spot. Those spots are getting filled. And all of a sudden, when you want to come back, you're going to regret it, because there won't be a spot there for you. So, yeah, he's got to do a lot of soul searching and stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. But there's a lot to be said about if you don't know, then you know.
Well, we invite audience participation on all of this. And I won't discount Janelle's comment from Saskatoon. And you know her, right?
She's a
Blades fan. Regarding Austin Matthews, she says, sorry, guys, but this boys being boys is getting old and ridiculous. I want to raise my boys better than that, especially if he's in a position like Matthews. And you are right, Janelle, but you are their parent. Austin Matthews is not. And Austin Matthews is still really, well, mentally not mature. Enough. That's all that I'm saying. I'm not saying that he should get off. He picked on the wrong car on that night in May in Scottsdale, Arizona. So if I was the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs, I would not be holding his feet to the fire. And I get the role model thing too, but I also think you should not rely on pro athletes to parent your kids. I'm not saying Janelle is, but have them look up to you, not Austin Matthews.
Well, you can't control who the influencers are in people's lives.
No.
You can't. And pro athletes can be influencers. But it's not about leading this clean, perfect, straight as an arrow life, because it just doesn't exist. Part of being an influencer, part of being a role model, is how you react to situations that maybe are a little bit adverse or not perfect. And I know boys being boys is an old saying, and it's not really the right one to say. But with social media and the information that's available, the amount of it, we're holding us to such high standards. And I think that's a big reason that what's creating a lot of, you know, anxiety and mental health issues. Everything is monitored and everything is being judged and being critiqued, and everybody's got an opinion. So we hold ourselves to these high standards and we all want to be better and compare ourselves to the next guy, but we don't ever allow ourselves to make mistakes. And making mistakes and failing is how we learn and how we grow. And so when we don't make mistakes and we're scared to do that, then all of a sudden, we never grow and we're stuck in our same place.
Well, let's bring in our next guest, the president and general manager of the Saskatoon Blades, Colin Priestner, joining us, making his Rod Peterson Show debut. Good morning, Colin. How are things in Saskatoon today?
They're great. It's always good to be on the line with a fellow teetotaler like yourself. And, good to see Double D over there, too.
It always is good to have Blades color commentator Darren DuPont here. Let's just say, I'm going to bring you into our morning coffee discussion, Colin. You're a general manager of a junior team. How would you deal with the Austin Matthews? You probably have dealt with issues like that with your players. But if you're the GM of the Leafs, how are you dealing with this?
Well, it's tough, obviously, with the captaincy being a big issue right now for them. And, you know, you want your players, especially your best players, but all of your players, to be role models in the community. And the last thing you want to do is be getting a phone call saying you're going to want to sit down for this one, even if it's, you know, not like a major infraction of the law or, you know, if it's a misdemeanor or something like that. You hold your players to a high standard. And at junior level, we're dealing with players who aren't nearly as old or, you know, mature as the guys you'll see in the NHL. So, I mean, it's disappointing to see, but again, it's just all about how you handle them and how you react to them, because people make mistakes. But, you know, it sounds like a little bit of, you know, drunken chicanery going on. And I think, you know, that shouldn't be something that's defining him. I think he should apologize and deal with the ramifications and move on.
Just to follow up on that, Colin, you know, how your guy, I see on social media a little bit, how much does that affect what you do, the players you bring in? Are you monitoring the kids' social media in today's world? How much does that affect the kids' path or you know, how they're viewed by hockey people?
I tell them that everything that they tweet or everything that they like even is going to be scrutinized by teams. Maybe some teams do it more than others, but I remember we had a prospect years ago that a parent had texted me and said, you better look at this prospect's Twitter profile, because he just liked and retweeted a racial video that was, you know, using the N-word or something really awful. And, you know, it wasn't that he put it out there. He just thought it was funny and liked it or retweeted it. And I remember, you know, that was just like a straw that broke the camel's back in terms of dropping that player from our list. And it's not, you know, that guy actually turned out to be a great player. It wasn't anything like that. It's just a matter of, you got to be aware in this day and age that even if you think a video is funny or you think it's worth a laugh, that everything you're doing is going to be scrutinized. So I try and follow our players as best I can on Twitter. I'm not really on Instagram as much. So that's, I know sometimes where more of the videos come from if people are out having fun or partying or something like that. So you can't be monitoring everything, but I take it pretty seriously if, you know, I expect them to act like there's always a camera on them. And that's how I try to act. Even when I was working at car dealerships back in the day, I used to train, you know, it goes against the perception, but I used to train our salespeople to say, like, I want, if you're talking to me in the manager's office and there's a customer out in the showroom that you're talking to about a deal, if there'd be a hidden camera in here capturing what I was saying to you and what you were saying to me, that there should be nothing in here that would be ever anything bad. You don't need to insult the person or say you're trying to hose them on a deal or something like that. Just tell them what they're looking for. I'll tell you what we're looking for and we'll try and make a deal as best we can. So I liked our guys to conduct themselves that way.
Hey, I'm going to ask you about the Blades in a minute, but first, what is the story on the Mario Lemieux jersey over your shoulder? There must be a story behind that.
That was at the Huskies auction. I just, my laptop didn't connect me, so I'm just in a random angle in my office. But I was always a huge Mario fan. I've got a couple different funny things in here. I've got the, I don't know if you can see the Einstein statue in the background. Yep. And I got a Bob Dylan one as well. They're actually wires. They're wire sculptures that got made for me from an artist that I really like in Toronto. So the Mario, I just got it at that Huskies auction and it's signed and I haven't gotten it framed yet. So it's sitting on the back of my door.
This is cool. I appreciate the tour of your office, by the way. That's what's fun about this show. And also, Colin, yeah, I would say congratulations on the number one thing, but as you know, it doesn't mean anything until the team puts it into action. But I will say congratulations because that is a feather in your cap. How did you guys go about building this club to get to where it is today in terms of expectations, and how good do you think that you can be?
Well, thanks. I mean, it is a preseason recognition, which, you know, doesn't mean a ton at the end of the day, but it's a nice validation on some of the work we've done here. And, you know, I guess when we got here, we were in a bit of a mess. I don't think a lot of people believed that, you know, we could turn around the team. I think there was a lot of skepticism about, you know, myself and the group of people that we put around us, and that kind of motivated us. And I always believed in the plan. There was definitely tough times over the first few 3 or 4 years where, you know, we knew we'd have to basically liquidate any asset we could get to get draft picks back, because we didn't have a first round pick for 6 years when I got here. So for a span, I think it was the three preceding and then the next three. So it became a whole balancing act of how do we turn a paperclip into a house, so to speak. So it's been a long haul doing it, but we wavered very little from the plan, which was not to shotgun anything and react to five losses in a year we knew we weren't going to be any good. And you know, we hit with a couple draft picks really well that have turned out to be, you know, excellent players. So I think in terms of this year, I think the ranking's probably a little bit high if the way our roster sits today. I think we're a good team. I think we're a team that can compete for home ice playoff spot and compete for the division. I think if we get Kirby back, Eric Florchuk is out right now, is a big part of our offensive group as well. So we're a little light up front, I would say, in terms of our scoring attack. But you know, it's nice to be recognized by the NHL scouts to see that we built something that we hope can sustain too. I don't think we're a one-hit wonder by any means this year or last year. I think we've continued to pick in the top 10 every year for the last 2 or 3 years. So those guys are coming up and they're going to replace the guys that leave.
What can you tell us about Kirby, Doc? What's the latest? Because every time I watch him in Chicago, so proud of him, and he looks so good, and he seems to have put on weight. But then I start thinking, wait a second, this guy might stick in Chicago, and we're not getting back in Saskatoon, which is a little bit disappointing. So what do you know? Do you know anything, if at all, he might come back?
I don't know anything at this point. NHL teams in general are going to do what's best for them, and they don't keep us in the loop a ton about what's going on. Maybe they will as it gets closer to decision time, but with the concussion he sustained at Traverse City, he's been kind of sidelined for a while. So he's back practicing by himself. I saw he joined them today at the end of practice for some shooting drills. I just saw a tweet sent out. Like, I'm following, honestly, like a lot of fans would be on Twitter. Like, I saw a tweet from a writer in Chicago saying that he's going to be on the trip to Europe. They have a preseason game in Europe and then a regular season kickoff game there. It said he's not expected to play either of those games, but he's going to join the team. So it's great news. I talked to Kirby on Friday about his head, and he said he was feeling really a lot better and had worked out 4 or 5 days in a row with no issues and was starting to skate this weekend, and he skated every day since. So first and foremost, I'm hopeful for his health. And then their GM has said in the media a lot, I'm sure this situation's going to play out, you know, a little bit more predictably than people think. If he's helping them win in a third line role, then they'll probably keep him. If he's, you know, just kind of another body, they're not going to burn a year of his contract to be, you know, another body on their team. You know, I think he has to be a guy they want to win now, and they're in a unbelievably good division. So, you know, they got to ask themselves, they got to ask Kirby if he's ready to go play against second and third line centers from that central division every night, because, you know, those guys are a whole different level than what he's played against in the past. But I never bet against Kirby because he's special. And since I started recruiting him when he was 14, I knew he was special. And I've been telling people, even when he struggled at times during his 16-year-old year, I said, we might not have him at 18. And then I said it last year, we might not have him at 18. And sure enough, we might not have him at 18. I don't know. He would sure make our team a lot better.
Colin, I appreciate that update. Watching it closely, obviously. Thanks for your time this morning, and I can't wait to get up to a game. Looks like you're going to be filling that place this year, so congrats. And thanks again for coming on with us.
Yeah, anytime, guys. I appreciate it. And next time I won't have the Zapruder film level filmography behind me. I'll try and get into more of a stationary position. But thanks a lot for having me, and we'll be seeing you at the Rink Double D.
Yeah, you bet.
I thought it was great. What's he talking about?
Yeah, it was awesome.
We've had far worse.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was good. Darren Dreger yesterday in the back of a limo SUV in Connecticut was interesting.
Yeah, with Bob McKenzie.
Right. So
we get
it all. This was smoother.
Oh, it's clear.
So anyways, enjoying the hockey talk this morning. I hope you are too. We'll fill up that Facebook wall. We'll get a look at this Twitter results when we come back. I'll check the poll here in the break. The question today for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, is how many wins will the Riders have in their final six? The options are 5, 4, 3, or 2. Vote now on Facebook, our website, rodpeterson.com, or on the Twitter poll. And we'll be back in a moment. This is the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcast at Google Play Music, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Canada-wide clearance has arrived at Capital GMC in Regina. That means for a limited time, our entire inventory of new vehicles have clear-o prices to move. This brand new 2019 GMC Sierra double cab is just $39,894 plus tax. That's only $225 bi-weekly. We have over 200 SUVs to clear out. This new 2019 GMC Terrain SLE has a clear-o price of only $34,623 plus tax. That's just $99 a week and is all-wheel drive with heated seats and navigation. Canada-wide clearance at Capital GMC in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody, on this Wednesday morning, episode number 81 of the Rod Peterson Show. A big one, announcing this morning we've gone over 1 million views all time across all our platforms. And in honor of 81, G. Roy Simon, of course, Ray Elgard, of course, Terrell Owens, Randy Moss, Phil Kessel, and Miro Chatan. We had to go to Norway for the Chatan.
Yeah.
Thank you, Trent in Norway, sticking with us here in hour two. Sports update on this Wednesday morning. Four Canadian teams taking to the ice in NHL preseason play tonight. The Maple Leafs host Montreal. Later, the Sens visit the Vancouver Canucks. Two SJHL games on the last day of the showcase in Warman. Humboldt plays Yorkton, and Melville takes on LaRange. Want to mention, too, I'm going to be in Delisle, Saskatchewan this Saturday night for the home opener of the Delisle Chiefs, Prairie Junior Hockey League Club. Book signing for Heart and Soul of the SJHL, 6:30 to 7:30. Introductions at 7:30 at the Delisle Arena, where you and I were. Was it last month? It was August.
Mm-hmm.
Lots happened since then.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
I know.
But it was a great night. Georges Laroque, Dennis Hull, and Theo Fleury. And shout out to the Chiefs who are all watching this morning. We'll be up there Saturday. Can't wait. Checking the poll question for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. How many wins will the Riders have in the final six? The whopping majority of you think they'll win their final four games. And those losses, I guess, would be to what? What did they say? What do we think?
Calgary.
To Edmonton and Calgary.
Yeah,
one of those Edmonton games in Calgary. The majority saying four wins for the Riders in the final six.
Yeah, I say 3 to 4. You either sweep Edmonton maybe and lose the Winnipeg game and the Calgary game, or you win the, you know. But yeah, four games, that's pretty appropriate, I think.
Oh, Connor's here, by the way. Connor the intern is here. He wrote the sports update. Is he here? Okay, he's yelling from the back. We don't see him anymore since we actually put him to work. Connor Wallman, our intern, and the Pilot Butte Storm at the Delisle Chiefs on Saturday night.
Yeah.
I'll be watching, Connor.
And providing a scouting report on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
He's still trying to make the team here.
I know.
Right?
I hope he's not nervous. And as we told the Storm, put the kid on the team. You'll have more PJHL coverage. Put him on the team.
More pub than ever before.
Yeah, I'm sure he's earned it. I will say one more thing, and then we'll get to Nelson's comment about the implications of the Riders Argos game on Saturday. And Janelle in Saskatoon, she's got a lot of thoughts on the Austin Matthews thing, and she said she doesn't like the term "boys will be boys." Maybe I used it. Maybe one of you guys used it. I'm not sure. I'm not moving off that. She says she doesn't like the term. She's not saying that she should be relying on pro athletes to parent her kids and be role models. But I'm not going to move off the term of boys will be boys, because we're not going to emasculate them. Young men are young men. Boys are boys. It's the way they roughhouse. They do dumb things. I've been around them my whole life. That'll never stop. It's just not. That's their human nature. Punishing them for their actions isn't going to stop either. That should happen. Curtis Hunt often said it, the GM of the PA Raiders, and I've said it to you a million times. You can't beat a dog for being a dog. Boys are. That's where the saying came from, boys being boys.
Yeah.
I might be completely wrong. This is how I feel. Let's not emasculate them. It's, from what we can tell, a first-time offense. Most times, that's all you need to smarten up. Some of us take a little longer. But Austin's just being a young man. Wrong place, wrong time. The incident happened at 2 a.m. What do we often say?
Yeah.
Nothing good happens after midnight.
Right. It's so true.
Where do you stand on this boys will be a boys phrase? I'm not moving off that.
Good. Don't move off of it because it's okay. I get it. We can evolve. It's okay to evolve. And we don't have to live the same way that I grew up. That's fine. And it's not about boys versus girls or anything like that. And we do want to hold people to higher expectations. You know, guys are going to do these kind of types of things. We all did them. We all were crazy when we were young. And when we, you know, have maybe an extra drink or something like that or whatever. It doesn't mean it's okay and you can just go do it and there should be no consequences. Yeah, that's what happens. You get caught with your pants down or you do something crazy or you break something you shouldn't have broke. Or even when you're a kid and you throw the baseball through the window, you know you're going to get in trouble, but it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
You know, you get your wrist slapped, you apologize, you're down for a little bit, and then you move on. We have to be more open to letting people make mistakes. Mistakes are okay. It's how we grow. And right now we're in a spot right now where we hold ourselves to these high standards of social media and we can't have anything out there and we got to live, be so clean and perfect and everything else. It's okay to make a mistake and it's okay to grow. And we don't live in the same world we did 30 seconds ago or 5 minutes ago. We're allowed to change our opinion. We're allowed to change our mind. We're allowed to be a different person and have a different set of values than I did a year ago. We're allowed to grow and we're allowed to make mistakes, or we should be.
We are going to do one more hockey interview and then spend the rest of the show on week 16 in the CFL. But we have from Toronto, Carlo Koliakovo, former Leaf, now of TSN 1050, as if he's not sick already of talking about the Austin Matthews incident. I got to start there, Carlo, if you don't mind. And our simple question is, well, two part, what do you feel about this incident? And two, will it cost him a shot at the Leafs captaincy, do you think?
I think my feeling behind it is just it's really, really bad timing, you know, and it's obviously it's a situation that doesn't look good on anybody, and especially Austin Matthews. You know, anytime we live in an age of Me Too, we live in an age of social media where, you know, everybody, everywhere you go, everybody's got a camera. So you've got to sort of watch what you do and where you do it. And I guess the sensitivity behind who it is and where it's from magnifies it by 100. About a guy who's in a conversation of being the future captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs. And we're talking about the sports city of Toronto, where, like I said, everything gets magnified by 100. And I think let's not dismiss the severity behind the allegations here. I mean, here's a guy who's acting foolish in public and has been accused of being a threat to a woman in the early hours of the morning. So until things get sorted out and the truth comes out and we hear both sides, Matthews made a comment on it today. He didn't really say much. All he did say is that he does regret the situation. The thing that is more confusing for me is, why wasn't this brought to the team's attention earlier so they could get out in front of it and maybe protect the player? And to me, if this is a guy that you're deciding to make your captain, it's about the maturity level that you hoped he would have to carry on a role of being a captain of a team.
If you consider that, do you think they move on and name somebody else a captain like Morgan Rielly or John Tavares instead and wait? Or do you think they wait to see this play out?
Here's the thing. My view from the beginning of all this was that I chose John Tavares to be the right candidate for this team to be the captain, because not to take anything away from Austin Matthews, I think he's an outstanding player. His game speaks for itself. But a player who played the game and who got to play with great captains and play with guys that have sort of been handed the role of captaincy at a young age compared to an older age, you need to grow into that role. And especially a young player in a market like Toronto, the pressure enough is to perform. And when you're Austin Matthews, that's all you want him to do, is you want to go him to go out there and perform, especially when you got other guys that are available, or at least other guys that are better fit for the job of being a captain. And two guys, you know, like I said, John Tavares and Morgan Rielly. Morgan Rielly's been a day one guy. All he's known is playing in Toronto. He's a guy who's sort of groomed himself into that role. And at the end of the day, I just don't think you need to put that kind of pressure on a young player when really he has to deal with enough on his own and you know, playing hockey. So John Tavares has been a captain. He understands the role of a captain. He understands what it means to be a captain. At the end of the day, you need a guy as a captain that can be a sounding board from the players to the coach. And usually when you need that or want to find that, you lean towards an older player.
Carlo, I want to ask you about some storylines aside from the Maple Leafs. Maybe you get tired of talking about the Leafs. I could see it if you did. Did anybody that you know pick the St. Louis Blues to win the Stanley Cup last year? Because we go around and we talk about these preseason predictions. I didn't see it anywhere. So that's a cool storyline to the repeat. And does it even matter what predictions are right now?
Well, I think the hardest sport to predict is the NHL. And I think the St. Louis Blues story last year says it all. A team that was in last place, like think about it, last place on January 2nd. And here's a team that rallies around a goalie, rallies around the coach, rallies around a song, and more importantly, around a young girl who was dealing with her own battle in Kayla Anderson. So it's an incredible story. I think after the Ryan O'Reilly trade, I think there was people out there that maybe predicted that it could have been a Stanley Cup contender. But given the way they started the season and where they were at the midpoint, I would have to say that almost 0% of the public out there even thought the Blues were even a playoff team. But that's why you play the games. That's the difference of a team finding something to rally around, finding a way to connect at the right time of year. And they found it. Jordan Binnington was an incredible story. I don't think we've seen anything like this, at least over the last decade or two. They win the Stanley Cup, and they found a way to bring it all together at the right time of the year, which is what hockey's all about. I mean, could you predict that the Tampa Bay Lightning lose in four straight in the first round of the playoffs? I don't think anybody predicted that. I don't think there was even odds in Vegas of that happening. And if they were, they'd be crazy. But that's why you play the games, and that's why hockey is such a fun game to watch and probably one of the only sports that has the most parity.
One of the coolest things about the show is we're not tied to borders being on Facebook. But I'll ask you about two markets that you probably don't talk about enough. But we talked about Arizona and the Coyotes yesterday. And we kind of scoffed at their notion that they think they might be a playoff contender. And
Of Phil Kessel.
Because of Phil Kessel. But then I also want to ask you about Joel Quenneville in Florida, really raising the expectations there. So Arizona, Florida, what's the outlook for those two teams and their chances of the playoffs?
Well, I'll start with Arizona first. That's a team that's developed around a young core. They believe that they played some really good hockey down the stretch, but what they were missing was goal scoring. And they believe that adding a guy who's a consistent 30 goal scorer, a guy who can play every game of the season, maybe reconnect with a coach in Rick Tocchet that he had a lot of success with in Pittsburgh, having a full year of health with their goaltenders. And to be honest with you, maybe one of the weakest divisions in hockey, in the Pacific Division, where other than the San Jose Sharks, it's really anybody's game. I mean, can Calgary continue the step that they took last year? I mean, they just signed Matthew Tkachuk today. That's an important piece for them. Edmonton with Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, they've made a lot of changes there. Vancouver, to me, is a team that I would pay most attention to because they've made a lot of positive improvements throughout the offseason. But Arizona's right there. I mean, they missed the playoffs only by a couple points last year. And, if they can find a way to get it going, clicking early in the season and find some consistency, they definitely have a chance. But I'm sorry, who was the other team you asked about?
Florida Panthers? Florida, yeah, and Quenneville.
Well, to me, this is the most intriguing team for me for two reasons. One, you bring in a Stanley Cup caliber coach where the talent's already been there. In years past, but they just haven't found a way to put it together. But most importantly, they've solidified the goalie position. They're bringing in one of the best goalies in the league, according to NHL.com, the second best goalie in the league in Bobrovsky. You saw what he did last year with the Columbus Blue Jackets and with his whole tenure with Columbus. He could be the difference in a series and the difference in a season. You get good goaltending, it automatically creates more confidence in your forward group. But the thing for me is they play, to me, in one of the toughest divisions in hockey, the Atlantic Division. again, going back to NHL.com's ranking of goalies, you've got four of the top 10 goalies in the league that exist in that division, and that's not even including Freddie Anderson for the Maple Leafs, who I consider to be a top 10 goalie. So Tampa's going to be a powerhouse. They got a lot of their core coming back. What's the season going to be like for Boston? They've got an aging core that put on a lot of mileage last year. Can they continue to progress, or are they expected to take a step back? You got the Maple Leafs, who are in the conversation of being contenders. Montreal missed the playoffs by 2 points. Buffalo's is a team that made some changes, looking to take a next step. You know, Detroit's a young team with Steve Yzerman, who just took over, and you know the success he's had everywhere he's went. So definitely a tough division to come out of. But Florida, to me, is a team that I think is capable of taking the next step next year.
Carlo, this has been outstanding. Very good look across the league. I appreciate it, my man. I can see why TSN's put you in that role. Thanks for this.
Thank you.
Yeah, and
hey,
enjoy the rest
man.
Of the...
It's been a real pleasure to do this. It's a lot of fun. Hopefully we can do it again.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
All right, man. Good luck. Thank you.
Carlo Colaiacovo out in Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
I can see why Clark's been trying so long to get him on the air.
Oh, yeah.
The guy knows what he's talking about. Well spoken.
Absolutely.
We'll be back with... a lot of football chat after this. It's been a fun show today. We're going 50-50. Puck and football. People seem to be liking it today. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcast at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Your favorite movies. Your episode after episode after episode season marathon. All in one beautiful little box. With Max TV Stream from Prairie Mobile, your Sasktel authorized dealer, you can experience the best of live TV and movies on demand, in home or on the go. Just $99. Entertainment your way. Anyway, get your Max TV Stream media box today for just $99. Prairie Mobile, your Sasktel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Your economic security does not lie in your job. It lies in your power to produce, to think, to learn, to create, to adapt. That is true financial independence. It's not merely having wealth. It's having the power to produce wealth. We are your power to produce wealth. We are your freedom to make your dreams your reality. We are your shield against uncertainty. We are your family's protector when you no longer can be. We are your assurance that the light you see at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. We are comfort, clarity, and peace of mind. We are your financial guardian angel. We are 2020 Wealth Management. We are all these things and more. And we welcome you. Come see us and prosper.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody, on a Wednesday morning. No breaking news. I just felt like ringing the bell. Like ringing the bell, making sure everybody's awake.
You know what?
What?
This is your show. You can do whatever you
please. Isn't that nice?
Isn't that great?
What the heck? Daryl the Bandit Rommeld the other day was watching the show from CTV Morning Live. And he made a comment about people wearing shorts. It might have been you.
Yeah.
Because he's all suited and booted from Colin O'Brien's man shop. All looking great. Not that we don't look great in what we're wearing. But I said, we let people be themselves. Whatever they want to wear. And a lot of that's Clark.
Yeah.
That is Clark's rule. Be yourself. And that's what I think one of the reasons people love coming in here so much every day.
That's what I said from day one when you asked about what we should wear and what should happen.
Yeah.
And I like wearing a suit and I think it's great and it keeps, you know, with business and things like that. And I have a lot, but on the show I've started not, and I've started just being a little more casual just because it's comfortable and it's just a, you know, morning coffee discussion. And with the shorts, I've just known I'm hanging on to summer.
Me too.
I never wore shorts even like in the summer when the show was on. And now that summer is almost over, I'm like, I better wear these as often as possible before we're done. Because it's cool in the morning, but by the time we get out of here in the afternoon, it is hot a lot of days. So.
Well, you've known me well enough, long enough now, that this is what I wear on a daily basis. I've got merch from just about every team in North America, and I wear it every day.
Yeah.
So just about every day, there's something new on here. Paul's watching from Saskatoon, by the way. I mentioned that Paul's not here. He's absent from sitting in Paul's chair. So good morning, Paul. Paul Drouin, bon matin. He says, watching from Saskatoon, by the way. Wayne in Victoria, BC. We might have to do an award for the biggest commenter, the most comments. There's a race going on between Wayne in Victoria, Sean in Saskatoon, Donna in Central Butte.
Yeah.
Anyways, Wayne says, I think I could say this most days, but it's another great show, Rod. Well done, guys. You know, that's what I settled on. So many times I've said to you and the guys in these post-show meetings that it's on me to decide what we talk about on a daily basis. And I've really been wrestling with it over the last week when Paul came back from that fireman's thing that he was at, and all the firemen said they want more hockey. I think 50-50 right down the middle will please a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to have.
And it'll depend on what the news of the day is.
Right.
Right? And today we've covered the news of the day.
Yeah.
And it's been pretty appropriate, you know, to get into the hockey chat as people are getting excited for the start of the season. So that's cool.
Well, and on the Austin Matthews thing, just to make that clear, this is so fun. Everybody feels like we're all in this together, right? Somebody wrote in and said, I think Janelle feels that he's going to get off the hook because it's boys being boys. And then I misread you. I'm not saying Austin Matthews should get off the hook. He should face the punishment. What I'm saying is you're not going to change boys. You see the difference, right?
Yes.
And nor do I think you should change boys. Some of us get punished for a little longer than others. Sean, best sports show, period. Personally, I like best damn sports show, period.
Might be trademarked.
Yeah. Oh, well, here's one from our
show
technical
was on
producer.
The air for years.
Our technical producer, Ryan, is watching today. Is he in Saskatoon with Paul?
He might be. He might be downstairs, too.
He'd be one of the floors below?
Yeah.
He writes in on the Facebook wall, are we going to get Rod Peterson Show bunny hugs soon? I thought you were on that.
Yeah, we're working on that.
Are you? Well, okay. Why does this not come up in our pre- or post-show meetings?
Because
it's
uncomfortable to talk about building a sweatshop. No, I'm kidding. Kidding. Please. I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
No.
All the guys on the other side of the wall here just started booing.
Yeah.
Well, the other
doesn't Clark know it's his kids that are going to be sewing sweaters.
Here's, by the way, the thing. If you follow my or his Instagram stories, because I'm not so big on Snapchat, but I'm at Rod Peterson Official. You're at Darren DuPont. I generally put our post-show meeting a photo of it or a video of it. Everybody hangs around for that meeting all the time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's like, hey, can you leave? We're about to talk about you.
Yeah, exactly.
So I see why these things don't all come up in the meetings.
Yeah.
Because nobody leaves. Nobody wants to leave here.
That's true. And that's what we've created, a culture and a culture that people want to be around. And that's what we want.
That's what we want.
That's what we want.
Sometimes tough to do business. That's all. From Tom, any tours of the bunker available for a couple of visitors from Grand Prairie next week? Nah, that's not me. That's you. I don't know. It's supposed to be special. It's supposed to be for sponsors, right? Well, and it has been.
It has been. It's a special spot.
Some guys like being yelled at by me. That's what I learned today. That's what I learned. Some people get off on it.
Yeah, what you'll learn is, you know, it's the bunker, which makes it sound like the basement, but we're actually up in the penthouse. We're in the top floor.
We're on the very top floor
of
the building.
We're up in the top floor of the building,
yeah.
You know, looking out with the windows and stuff, and it's, you know, the bunker, but... So that's interesting. I like a little bit of secrecy. It's a big deal.
We've tried to keep that throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, Casey, hang on your fantasy football comment. Just one thing. I do want to mention today that tonight I'm going to Book of Mormons show at Conexus Arts Center. I see some of the other media in town is putting it on their social media that they're going either tonight or tomorrow. Book of Mormons at Conexus Arts Center, which I'm a longtime fan of the former Saskatchewan Center of the Arts. It's where I saw George Strait for the first time.
Wow.
When I was 12 years old. I was in row 8.
Special place.
And I got his autograph. I'm a big fan of that place and a big fan of the guy that's running it now, Neil Donnelly. So I'm going to the show tonight as a guest of Capital GMC, Capital Auto Mall, one of our sponsors. But I don't know a thing about this show. I know nothing. I thought it was a religious show, which is fine. I'm willing to go to that. We were at a religious show Monday night.
This is not...
With Cody Fajardo and Craig Dickinson.
That's not what you're getting tonight.
This is the anti-that.
From what I understand, too. I've watched some of the clips, too. I think you're going to have a great time. I think it's going to be hilarious. I haven't ever seen it, but it's the two guys from South Park, right, that created that.
Matt and Trey. Cartmel.
Yeah, so Cartman, and Kenny and Kyle, and anyways, it's supposed to be funny, supposed to be really good, you'll enjoy yourself. I'm sad that I'm not going to get to see it, but...
Tonight? Aren't you going tomorrow?
Well, no, I have tickets for tomorrow, but I've gotten rid of them now, so I'm not going to have to make it tomorrow.
You were one of the guys doing a social media giveaway.
I gave them away, and...
Is that part of the media night?
I don't know when the media night is. I have no idea.
Tomorrow night.
I just know I had tickets for tomorrow. Can't make it. Wish I could. So that's disappointing, but have fun, and I can't wait to hear about it in the morning.
Okay, we'll do that then.
Yeah.
It's Book of Mormons, 8 shows starting tonight, Conexus Arts Center. It's just, you were in the room when I called Neil Donnelly, who runs the Center of the Arts, if I may, and his son's the quarterback for the Rams, and you heard me on the phone. I said, Neil, I'm an absolute tool with this. What is it? And why do I need to get on board? Why should I get on board? He sold me in 30 seconds as to why I should go. And I'm like, okay, but I just don't know anything about it. Because I was I was not a South Park fan. I was not a Simpsons fan.
No.
It was not my thing.
Well, it was, you know, South Park, I'm a big Simpsons fan. South Park's good. I haven't watched a lot of it. Never really got into it. But you got to see those two guys. They're just brilliant creators. And actually, you got to see them on camera. You remember the movie Basketball?
Oh, yeah.
That was those two on camera as the two main characters creating this basketball league, which is the driveway basketball/baseball game that turned into this global thing. It's a big, funny movie. If you haven't seen it, go back and watch it. But
well,
those two guys created the show.
I'm a little late in life to start learning new things. It's not to say that I won't, but I went to a play last spring. It was Cyndi Lauper's... I don't even know what the name of the play was now. Because I thought I was going to see Cyndi Lauper. And then I get there and she's nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
She just wrote it.
Yeah, those two guys
don't
won't
put
be
her name on it. Stupid.
Sells
or
tickets.
Maybe I'm the it sells tickets.
Sells
but you
tickets.
Can only do that once. You can only dupe people once.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah. I just don't know that they're intentionally trying to dupe you, but.
Well, I did.
You just got duped.
I got duped.
Yeah.
Hey, who wants to get duped by dupe? Nelson writes in, by the way, and says, people call in to get yelled at by Stephen A. Smith all the time. Yeah. And I love Stephen A. Smith. I think when this show grows more and we've hit 1 million views as it is, which is a lot within 80 shows, I feel that I'm the white Stephen A. Smith. Canada's Stephen A. That's what I feel. I'm not trying to be anything. But... I don't yell at people for effect. If you're making noise on the couch, I'm going to yell at you to shut up because you're not watching a movie up here. It's live.
Right.
And I get, because the people come in here, the sponsors usually, and they did the eyes, the look in their eyes dupes. There's an electricity in here.
There is. It's fun.
My brother tells me that which I've told you, the cowboy. But he says that he gets the energy through the screen just watching it. And he goes, what he loves about it is there's a Jerry Springer vibe that something could break out at any time. That's from the cowboy.
Well, it is. We don't. Well, we lock the door, but the door is open. I mean, sometimes we don't know when the guests are showing up.
We do have security, too.
We do. But no, it's not. We don't have random people off the street showing up. But we don't know who's going to show up, like Chris Zarka, who we thought was going to be on the phone.
Walked in off the street.
We thought he was going to be on the phone, and all of a sudden he's going to be in studio. So it was incredible. It pops up, changes the whole show. Or when guys are going to start doing business over there, and we got to tell them to pipe down.
They like it.
Yeah, they love it.
It's the wild thing.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
These multimillionaire business owners, and I'm berating them, and they think it's funny.
Yeah.
Listen, Casey, I'm going to answer your question when we come back for the overtime segment. And then we're all going down to Crave to enjoy Saskatchewan snow beef. Yes, sir. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com. And don't forget to click subscribe on our YouTube channel. Just subscribe to the Rod Peterson Show. We'll be right back.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Countdown is on. Employee pricing at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. Save thousands on this pre-owned 2018 Nissan Rogue. It's fully loaded and ready to move with an employee price of just $23,999 plus tax. Or check out this pre-owned 2018 Ford Edge Titanium All-Wheel Drive. Its employee price is only $27,999 plus tax. Employee pricing at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. Offers end September 30th.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. The deep, rich taste and tender texture is the product of great genes and a specialized extra-aged feeding program. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, Little Red's Market Cafe in Mortlock, Saskatchewan, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
All right, welcome back, everybody, for the overtime segment. I got checking the Prairie Mobile text line here from Ian in Moose Jaw. Ian from Crosby Holsteins. And from Sask Snow Beef, writes in at 840-8777. Ian from Moose Jaw, enjoy your post-show meeting at Crave Kitchen, boys. We've got some of the best Sask Snow Beef cuts waiting for you. Are you not going to be there, Ian? That was the whole hook.
I hope so.
Yeah, that was the whole hook for me going. Was
if
that
he
Ian,
is, if he's not, the beef is going to be.
He's my kind of guy. He's a cowboy.
Yeah.
Checking the poll question, you've got 23 hours left to vote on this. How many wins will the Riders have in the final six? This brought to you by Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. The whopping majority says 4 wins for the Riders in their final six. That would put them at 12-6. 59% of the vote say that. So Casey's been waiting patiently, watching this morning. He says, here's my fantasy football question. Is Wayne Gallman going to get Saquon Barkley-like touches? That is almost Chinese to me. And that's why I don't play fantasy. I got enough to worry about in my life than to worry about that. But you go ahead.
Sure. Yes. Wayne Gallman Jr. should get Saquon Barkley-like touches. He handled every touch when he came into the game and replaced the Saquon Barkley last week when he got hurt. Saquon's going to be out, I think, 4 to 6 weeks minimum, long term anyways. He would be considered, I bet you, the number one person to pick up, the waiver wire pickup this week in fantasy football. They won a game. They're competitive. They're not that bad. The Giants aren't that bad. They've got a new quarterback in, so they need a running back as that security blanket. He looked well. He looked good. I think he's going to get a lot of touches and worth playing for sure.
I did watch the tail end of the Giants Buccaneers game on Sunday, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
And Daniel Jones looked great. But Clark, what was your answer to that question? I forgot it already. What was? Oh, so he says, Clark, who's just on the other side of this wall, says that he thinks Daniel Jones is going to be airing it up, putting it in the air.
He will. So, you got to be careful because he's not Saquon. But they're going to run the ball.
That's built into their offense.
And they'll be fine. So he'd be worth playing as a flex. I wouldn't necessarily be all in thinking he's going to have 15 to 20 fantasy points.
You know what's cool about this program, which has reached a million views in 80 short episodes? What I love about it is now my mind was taken up 98% by Rough Riders coverage. 98%. That was the job. Now I've got the time to spend more energy on the Rush and the Rattlers and the SJ and the Dub and the NHL and everything else.
Yeah.
But the NFL, I only got enough room in this noggin, in this cranium, to follow the Cowboys, now the Browns and the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I just can't follow 32 teams and backups that are playing in place of it. I just can't do it. I don't have enough room in my brain. I guess that's a failing of me.
No, it's you follow what you want to follow and what you're interested in. That's what we do, right? It's not about being too... Well, there is so many more options out there for sure, but you follow what you want to follow and you put the effort into what you want to put the effort into. And if you're not putting the effort into something and you don't want to follow something, it's because you really don't like it.
Yeah. I think that's what I've often said to the curling people and the baseball people that get somewhat upset that I'm not as into those sports as I am with others. And I'm like, I don't see you at Pat's games. I don't see what Rush games, that's what I'm into, right?
Yeah.
Is that stuff, which reminds me too, by the way, this Saturday I'll be in Delisle. That's a solo trip for me. You're probably on the air somewhere.
Yeah, Friday night I'm in Saskatoon.
Huskies.
Huskies and Dinos, so I'm excited about that. That's the game of the week. That's going to be unbelievable. So that'll be fun. And
I'll have the Pats Raiders covered Friday.
You'll have
so
that
I'll be
covered.
There and you'll be there. That's why I'm SpongeBob and you're Squidward.
We cover it all.
And yeah, so I'll be doing the solo mission to Delisle. There it is. Thank you, Clark. Real nice, Clark. And then also I'll be in Delisle Saturday for the book signing for the home opener of the Chiefs and Connor's PB Storm. Book signing 6:30 to 7:30, by the way. And then October 19th, I'll be in Churchbridge for the LaRonge Yorkton SJHL neutral site game. That's October 19th. And just letting people know. And November 2nd in North Battleford for book signing for the North Stars night that night. So home game. So yeah, lots going on. Thank you, Ryan. Ryan always makes me feel better about myself, and I told him that.
Were you
around when I told him that?
Yeah. Have you read the book?
No, I don't need to read the book.
I gave it to you.
That's The Art of War?
Art of War with
the
great
Sun Tzu. I don't need to, because Ryan gives me all the most important things.
Yes.
Know thyself, Sun Tzu. Follow only the sports teams you have the mental energy for. Thank you.
The great Sun Tzu. It's very good.
Did I say it wrong?
No, it's awesome.
I mean, last night I'm reading Time Magazine about Lil Nas Z or Lil Nas X, the guy that sang Old Town Road.
Okay.
Do you know everything there is to know about him?
I do not. I'm sorry.
Why did everybody break out laughing?
I don't know. Why should I know? Is that supposed to be something that I'm supposed to know everything about?
Lil Nas X. I won't go into it, but there's a deep about how he had this song that's been streamed billions of times, gets into his sexual orientation, clearly his ethnicity. It's quite a story as to how he made it.
Yeah.
You know? You didn't know that.
No, I did see him on, I think he was on the episode of The Barbershop with LeBron's show that I've been telling you guys to watch.
Okay.
You got to see that one on HBO. It's good.
Okay, now, time to stop tap dancing. I'm going to start reading that book, The Art of War, for all you guys. But you guys all tell me what I need to know.
I know.
So, WHL Pats cast, the guys watching. Not sure which one. Is it Chris? See you Friday, Rod, at the Pats game. So I'll be there. And then lastly, Monty. I think I'm going to call him Uncle Monty, even though I think he's about my age. Can you please bring some Rod Peterson water to Saskatoon for me?
I'm on it.
Will you do that,
please?
I will
do that, Monty. You will have some water. I will bring you some Rod water to the game.
And for the ball dropping that was done at the last Rider game on the tailgate party, we'll tell everybody, by all of us.
We won't do that again.
We will have water at the Rider tailgate military appreciation night, October the 5th. Okay, we got to go. We're out of here. We got to get down to Crave and have some Sass snow beef. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.